Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy B. Wilson, and it's September 12th. Victorian poets Robert Browning and Elizabeth Barrett eloped on this day in 1846. Elizabeth was born, Elizabeth Barrett, on March 6, 1806, in County Durham, England. She was the eldest of 11 children of Edward Moulton Barrett and Mary Graham Clark. Her family was really well off, and she was bright and precocious and something of a tomboy, as well as being a very gifted student. She was very bright and mostly self-taught. She started writing from a very young age, and although her father was extremely strict, he also really encouraged her writing. She was also chronically ill, and given the state of medical care at the time, the treatments that she got were not effective. Mostly, she was given laudanum, which, in addition to not treating the problem, was also addictive. Robert Browning was born May 7, 1812, in a suburb of London into a middle-class family. His father was a clerk at the Bank of England. Like Elizabeth, he liked to learn and was mostly self-taught, and he also liked to write, but his writing wasn't as well-received as hers was. But by the 1840s, Elizabeth was well known as a writer. She even got fan mail. And in 1844, she published a collection of works that included the poem Lady Geraldine's Courtship. It was a poem about a young poet of modest means who falls in love with the daughter of an earl. In it, the young poet talks about reading poems aloud to his beloved, including the lines, quote, from Browning, some pomegranate, which, if cut deep down the middle, shows a heart within, blood tinctured of a veined humanity. Robert Browning got a copy of this collection, and he realized that there was his name right there and a reference to his work right there in the work of the very famous poet Elizabeth Barrett. In January of 1845, he wrote her a letter that said, I love your verses with all my heart, dear Miss Barrett. And later on in that same letter, he said, I love you too. Elizabeth wrote him back the very next day. They kept up their correspondence with regular romantic letters, although Elizabeth didn't think she was ever going to marry. Number one, she was in her late 30s, so she was basically considered to be a spinster. And there was also the issue of her health, which kept her in bed most of the time. There was also the fact that her father had forbidden his children to marry. There are a lot of conjectures about why her father made this proclamation. One hypothesis is that he thought the family had what he called mixed blood and that he wanted to put an end to their line because of that. They were descended from people who owned a plantation in Jamaica, and he was apparently afraid that they were descended from the owner and an enslaved woman, which might actually have applied to Robert Browning as well. Finally, though, Elizabeth Barrett allowed Robert Browning to call on her on May 20th of 1845 at about 3 in the afternoon. He was immediately besotted. But from there, their correspondence became a little strained, with Elizabeth maybe wondering if his feelings were sincere or feeling like he was coming on too strong or maybe just being afraid of her father's reaction. In 1846, though, Elizabeth's doctor told her she would not survive another winter in England and that she needed to go to Italy for the sake of her health. Her father absolutely refused to let her go. So she finally agreed to marry Robert Browning in secret, even though she was sure she would lose her father if she did. So they got married. And then for the next week, they acted as though nothing had happened so that Elizabeth could prepare to go to Italy. When they left, her father never forgave her. However, Robert and Elizabeth Barrett Browning lived the rest of their lives in Italy together. They had a son together in 1849, and she died in Robert's arms after 15 years of marriage on June 29th of 1861. You can learn more about all of this, including Robert's life after Elizabeth's death, in the February 15th, 2012 episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning in Love. You can subscribe to This Day in History Class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks to Tari Harrison for her audio work on this show, and you can tune in tomorrow for An Incredible Injury.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.